Wow, that was good. We needed that good, happy, good song tonight. I appreciate that. All the music's been good today. I have a note here, an announcement. The Crossroads Sunday School class is buying the church Slim Chickens after the... Is that right, Joel? No. This Crossroads class is meeting at Slim Chickens after the service tonight. You did get that correction, didn't you? All right. Revelation chapter 5, I want you to look at verse number 12, that is our text verse tonight, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He's worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Now, I believe tonight, if I ask us, do you believe that he is worthy to receive all these things that John lets us see going on in heaven? Every single person here tonight would say, yes, amen, he is worthy of those things. I want to read another verse from Colossians chapter 1, where the Bible says in verse number 16, "For by him all things were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him." And then it says, "and for him." And I believe all of us would say amen. That is true. He is the creator of all things, and he is worthy of all praise. But I want to preach tonight on this subject. God never gets what he wants and deserves. God never gets what he wants and deserves. Listen to me as I preach tonight on this message and this truth. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help us to hear the truth of the message, but we would hear the working of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and minds. Help us, Lord, not to replace the emotional, theatrical stir that we would get at a play or in music, and help us not to desire to replace the working of the Holy Spirit with a theatrical stir of emotion. Both of them are good, but we can't live without the Word of God and you speaking to our hearts. And I pray that you'd bless and empower tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I want you to think of the matriarch or patriarch of your family right now. Perhaps your grandparents or perhaps your great-grandparents are alive. Or think of your family, your aunts and uncles, your grandparents. Think of the matriarch and patriarch of your family. Think of those that have sacrificed before us. Think of those that in our families who are the oldest. And when we think of them, when I think of my mom, who is the last living of her family, and my aunt is the last living of my dad's family, I'm next in line. That's not too encouraging. But anyway, some of you know the feeling. When I think of them and I think of the oldest living person, I think of the fact that we want them to have what they deserve. Are you listening to me tonight? We want them to have what they deserve. I always wanted my parents to have everything. It bothered me if they lacked having anything and they did not have everything. But I tell you what they did have. They had a whole lot of joy and gladness and peace and happiness. But I think about these folks and I want them to have what they deserve. I don't think it wouldn't matter what my mom wanted. Don't tell her I said this. But it wouldn't matter what she wanted. I would want to help her get it. Are you with me? It wouldn't matter what my aunt wanted or needed, anything that she needed. And she knows she can call me. And my two brothers feel the same. And we love our mom and our aunt. with that in mind, I want to give you an interesting and intriguing thought, or at least it was to me. I want us to think of who God is for just a moment. I want you to think of who God is, and I want you to think about God does not get all he desires. God does not get all he deserves. Now think about this. God, he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords, and yet he does not get all he deserves or all he desires. He is the creator of the universe and everything in it. And he not only made everything, he made everything for himself, and yet he does not get all he desires and all he deserves. He is the giver of everything. Everything I have came from the good hand of God. Everything we have is a blessing of God. With that in mind, we think, God, you should receive anything and everything that you desire. Revelation chapter 11, he is worthy of all praise and glory and honor and power. And they bow down in heaven and they worship him. He's not only the creator, he's not only the giver of all things, he's the sustainer of all things. Without him, everything dies. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Without him, the nation perishes. Everything dies. The sun would not shine. The moon would not rise. The stars would not be in the galaxies. My heart would not beat. We would not breathe were it not for the sustainer. And yet he does not get all he desires and all he deserves. Think of it. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords deserves everything, and yet he does not get all he desires and deserves. And I'll explain as I go through the message. Now, as a preacher of the gospel, I am a spiritual representative. I stand between God and man, and my work and my desire, my responsibility is to bring God and man closer together. I trust that because you are a member of this church and you hear me preach and you hear me teach, that you're closer to God. You know him better. You're closer to God because of being in church. My desire is to bring as many people as I can into a close and special and a good relationship with God. Job made this statement, "Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that should take the hand of God and my hand and bring those together." That's what I desire. I desire every child and teenager and man and woman to know the love of God, the blessings of God, the grace of God, the goodness of God. I want to bring the two together. I spend most of my time going to God on behalf of man. I spend most of my time going to God. Are you listening? On behalf of man. I pray for your needs. I pray for your health. I pray for your family. I pray for your requests. Many scores I'll pray for this week, and I enjoy doing that because God answers our prayers. I'm thankful that God answers our prayers. He can't answer the prayers I don't pray, but he answers my prayers. He answers our prayers. I pray for America. I pray for leadership in the federal government, in the state government, and in city governments. I pray for our folks in our church. And my requests are to ask God to meet your needs, to give you what you need, or even what you desire in life. But tonight, I want to come to you on behalf of God. On God's behalf, I want to come to you with a thought, asking us to give God all that he desires and all that he deserves. Let me give you five things that God desires but doesn't always get all he desires and all he deserves. First of all, God wants everyone to be saved. God wants everyone to be saved. God wants everybody. The Bible says that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Aren't you glad he was long-suffering in those days and months and years that you procrastinated putting your faith in God? Oh, I'm thankful that he's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. There's not a week of my life that I don't have the conversation that Calvinism or the idea that God has chose some people to go to heaven and God has chose some people to go to hell, that I don't have some people talk to me about that. Dear friend, the Bible says, whosoever will. God didn't die for a select few to go to heaven and didn't die for a select few to go to hell. He's not willing that any should perish. He wants all men to come to him. And if he didn't mean whosoever, he wouldn't say whosoever, but he said whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I love those words of King David as he said to Ziba, is there any of the house of Saul? He didn't know. He said, is there any of the house of Saul? Is there one? Is there two? Is there 10? Is there 12? Are there any boys? Are there any girls? Are there any men? Are there any women? Is there any of the house of Saul? He said, there's one, old Mephibosheth down at Lodibar. Any included, everyone. And dear friend, I want to help God. I mean this with all of my heart. I want to help God to see as many people saved as possible. I want to tell everyone Jesus loves you. I want to tell everyone he died to pay for your sin. I want to tell everyone he died on the cross for you and he loves you as much as he loves anyone, and he wants you to trust him. By faith you can have eternal life. It bothers me to think that God desires something that he doesn't have. The desire of his heart is for all men to be saved. It ought to be the desire of our heart to help God have all that he desires. I'm thankful for the scores. In fact, over 200 people. Now you think about this. We probably had 300 plus people out working in bus routes yesterday and today. You think about this. All of us working, and I don't know how many folks I witnessed to and how many gospel tracts I gave out. One man bowed his head and trusted Christ as Savior. And all of us doing that together, more than 200 people bowed their head and prayed the sinner's prayer. Now, either God meant what he said or he didn't, and I believe with all of my heart, God meant what he said when he said, and whosoever, I want everybody to know Christ as Savior. From time to time, David will say to me, hey, we need to get Mom this. We need to help her get this. Or I'll say to him, we ought to, nothing's in the works right now, Mom. But we'll say, let's go together and get that. You give me the money and I'll go to the store and get it. We'll work together on this. We're like the fella, one boy carried the sleigh up the hill and his brother rode it down the hill. And that sounds like a good deal if I'm riding down the hill. But we want her to have her needs met. And you are all the same. If you have a father, a mother, a grandparent, an aunt or an uncle, they're special in your family, and perhaps they're the only ones in your family living. You go together and you help them to meet any need they have. I come to you tonight. I've been to God on your behalf all week this week. Tonight I come to you on God's behalf and say, let's go tell somebody else that Jesus loves them and Jesus wants to save them. Second of all, God desires holiness and righteousness. But he doesn't get all he deserves. He doesn't get all he desires, but he wants it. Do you agree with that tonight? You believe that tonight? He said this, 1 Peter 1:15, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Oh, how God desires holiness. Every Christian ought to read the book of Leviticus. And you may think, well, the book of Leviticus, that was for the Levitical, that was for the Levites, and that was for the priest and the of the Old Testament. That's exactly right. It was for the priest. It was for the Levites. It was for the servants of God. You say, well, I'm not a Levite. I'm not one of those in the Old Testament. Oh, all of us are priests with God. And what God desired in that priest is what God desires in every young man and every young lady and every child of God. He desires that holiness. And that book of Leviticus, if you would read it as if you were the one that was putting on that head garment that said holiness unto the Lord, you ought to read it as if you were the one that were going into the tabernacle, and you were offering the sacrifice, and you were offering the incense to God, because, dear friend, you and I are the ones that get on our knees and pray on behalf of others. You and I are the ones that represent God in heaven, because we are priests with God. And so tonight, I want to ask you, church family, would you help me with something? God needs something tonight. Would you help me with it, please? I don't have enough to give him all he wants. He wants holiness. Would you help me with holiness this week? Would you help me give God what he needs this week? Would you help me give God what he needs? Would you all help me give God? Would you help me give God holiness? That's what he desires. Dear friend, when we know somebody that we love needs something, whatever sacrifice, whatever teamwork we need to help them meet that need, we do that because we love them and respect them. Does not the God of heaven, the creator of the universe, the sustainer of all life and living, does not he deserve the holiness of mankind? I say tonight, church, let's go together and give God the holiness that he deserves. Leviticus 11:44, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourself. Leviticus 11:44. Leviticus 19:2, speak unto the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I am the Lord, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. The Bible says, speak to the congregation and say, fellas, give God holiness. Girls, give him holiness. Ladies, men, let's give God what he deserves. Let's give God what he desires. Let's be holy in our mind, holy in our eyes, holy in our ears, holy in our life. Let's give God the holiness that he deserves. Every week I say, let's pray for these folks. They've had a death in the family. We all come together and we pray for them. We ask God to meet their need. How many folks have we anointed with oil through the years? And I've said to our deacons, men, let's not just pray now. Let's pray through the week that God will touch and bring healing. We all come together and we ask God, God, would you give us all what we desire for this one? I come to you tonight and say, will all of us give God what he deserves this week? Hear me well. A little secret to getting what we need from him is giving to him what he deserves. Giving to him what he desires affects what he gives to us when we go to God in prayer. Let's give God holiness. Third of all, God desires everyone to do his will. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, the Bible tells us that we should give ourselves a living sacrifice to God. I want to say tonight, his way is the best way. His will is the best will. My heart's desire is for us. I come to you tonight. You and I together went to God in prayer, and we've asked God to help. I read a note tonight from Sister Sibley. She said, thank you for praying for me. You reminded me that I have not been alone. We did that as a team. We prayed that as a team. We have folks tonight that the doctors have said, from our point of view, will be dead at this time or by this time. They're still alive, and we believe that God's heard our prayer. We have a man tonight that we don't know, but we've been praying for. He had a heart transplant. He's doing well. We prayed together, and we asked God, will you help us touch this man? I say tonight, let's go together. Let's not go to God and ask for something. Let's get together and give God what he wants. Let's get up in the morning and say, Lord, we want to do your will today. We want to talk as you would have us talk. We want us to respond as you would have us to respond. We want to live as you would have us to live. Let's give God what he desires this week. Let's give him what he deserves on the mission field. Let's give him what he deserves in full-time ministry. Let's give him what he deserves in sacrifice. Let's give him what he deserves, whatever the cost, in doing the will of God. By the way, are you leading others to do the will of God? Every person here, whether you know it or not, you're an example to somebody else. And every time you do the will of God, your children and others, most that you don't know, they see you do the will of God. And as you do the will of God, you encourage them, you strengthen them to do the will of God. I'm going to give you the fourth thing. God desires our praise. God desires our praise. We all believe that. We all said in Revelation chapter 5 and verse number 12, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. We all say amen. And we mean that with all of our heart. But wait just a minute. That's not just for the angels in heaven at the end of time. That's for tonight. That's for tomorrow morning. That's for Monday afternoon. I want to ask you, what do you say we go together this week and give God the praise he deserves? What do you say we go together and say, God is so good. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Won't you find your place this week? Turn off the radio, turn off the telephone, and just walk somewhere down a sidewalk and lift your voice and praise the wonderful name, the wonderful person, the wonderful work of God. I'm not saying tonight, God, we need something from you. We together, we want to go together and give you something this week. You deserve our praise. You desire our praise, and we want to give you the praise that you're worthy to receive. I think of that story, and I've thought of it often since. I was preparing for the sermon on Palm Sunday as the Lord Jesus made his way there from Bethpage, just beside Bethany, to take that little more than a two-mile journey into Jerusalem. And he sent them ahead and said, there is an ass with a colt there. I want you to bring those to me. And as Zechariah the prophet had prophesied that he would come into town riding a donkey as a sign of his humility, and they took their coats and they placed it on the donkey. And as Jesus got on that and began to ride into town, the disciples began to sing praises to God. They began to exclaim out loud the praises of God. And the Pharisees stopped them and said, what are you all doing? This foolishness. What are you all doing? You know what Jesus said? If they didn't praise me, the rocks would cry out in praise. And I'll just tell you, the rocks can go ahead and be silent this week because I'm going to praise him with my lips. I'm not just going to praise him with my lips. I'm going to do my best to praise him with my life. I'm going to do my best to praise him with my thoughts. I want to praise him with my conversation. He deserves my praise. He desires my praise. Let's go together tonight and give God what he deserves. 2 Timothy 2 and verse number 7, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And because of that, we ought to praise him. John 14, verse number 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. How wonderful it is, how many times the Holy Spirit has reminded me of the sweet and precious promises of the Word of God. His Holy Spirit did come as he promised it would come. I praise him tonight for the presence and the comfort of the sweet Holy Spirit. Aren't you glad tonight, those of you that are watching online, aren't you glad tonight for the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit? Hey, let's praise Him. He deserves it. The Bible says in Psalm 144 in verse number 1, "Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight." Psalm 22:3, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." I've often said, if you want to activate God in your life, praise Him, because He inhabits the praises of men. And when I sing, and when I say, and when I talk, and when I live praises to God, God inhabits that. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Join me this week and let's praise His name. When you get by yourself, praise His name. When you're with your family, when you're at work, don't be ashamed to bow your head and say, "Lord, thank You for the food that You've provided. Thank You for Your goodness to me." Then last of all, God desires to bless us. God desires to bless me, but He can't always do as He desires. His blessings are always the result of faith and obedience. Do you know what blesses God to bless us? Now, those of us that are parents and grandparents, we know that feeling. It blesses our heart to meet the need of our children. It blesses the heart to meet the needs of our grandchildren. We enjoy meeting their needs, but that requires obedience. We don't bless our children that are not obedient, but those that are obedient. We bless obedience, and God blesses obedience. God wants to bless me this week, so I want to live in a way, I want to do the things that pleases God that He can bless me with. Now listen, here's why I want Him to bless me. Because if He blesses me, I have a greater opportunity to bless Him. You see, I love Him because He first loved me. We love Him because He first loved us. And as God blesses us in our lives, we can use those blessings to bless Him by loving others and helping others. A lady said to me one night as she gave me a check, she gave me a check to help some folks that were in need. She said, "This is my happy money." Now, some may think happy money is what I spend on myself. And I thought of it 1,000 times over. But she said, "What makes me happy is helping to meet somebody else's need." That's what makes Him happy. If I'm obedient to Him, here's what He said to the three kings that needed water. When they got down to the valley, down in there in Edom, He said, "I want you to make the valley full of ditches. And if you make the valley full of ditches, I'll send water in the mountains that will fill those ditches full of water and full of blessings in your life." And so what I want to do, I want to dig ditches so God can bless me. You know why? Because I want to bless Him. One day when I get to heaven, I want to be able to cast some crowns at His feet, but I don't have any crowns to cast unless I earn them. And if I earn them, I have an opportunity to say, "Thou art worthy." I want to give to You the blessings that have been given to me. So when I pray, God can bless me. When He blesses me, I can bless Him in return. When I witness, God can bless me. When you give, God can bless you. When you forgive, God can bless you. God can bless the bus work like you did this week. He can bless the soul winning like we've done this week. He can bless the giving of a gospel tract like He did this week. And so we want to bless God by being obedient to God. Now, here's what the verse says. Saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." We all say that's what He deserves. Well, you say, let's not wait till we get to heaven. Would you join me this week? And let's give God what God desires and what God deserves. He sure blessed us, hadn't he? Let's give God what he deserves. Stand with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, you are worthy. You are worthy to receive honor and glory and riches and power and glory. You're worthy. Help us to not wait till we get to heaven, but help us this week to think of as many things that you would want, to think of as many things that you would desire and say, I don't want the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator and Sustainer, to be without praise and holiness and worship and your will. I want to give you what you deserve.